This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Tiffany Burns, who's an organizer with Code Pink. Welcome to Utopia Media's California Politics Today.
Thank you.
Give our listeners a little bit of background. What's Code Pink?
Well, Code Pink is a women's peace organization. We were formed in November of 2002 in response to the impending invasion in Iraq. And so since then, we've been out causing a lot of ruckus. We do a lot of direct media actions, a lot of direct actions, you know, really trying to move politicians and move the American people to being more outspoken and getting the troops home now.
Okay. I take it then that you're a single-issue organization, and your single issue is the Iraq war, and what's your position on what the U.S. should do there?
Well, that's correct. I mean, we are a single-issue organization, and though our focus is the Iraq war, we are Women for Peace, so we're anti-war and not wanting to encourage any other invasions. And, you know, our belief and, you know, the work that we do is to get the troops out immediately.
Okay, so troops out immediately is your platform.
Right.
Okay. What's Hillary Clinton's position on the war, as you see it?
Well, you know, the position that Hillary has taken on the war has really been much more supportive of maintaining President Bush's, you know, towing the line and keeping the troops in there for as long as possible under the auspice that, you know, if we left, that we would be creating more chaos, you know, and taking zero responsibility for the fact that we've created that chaos in the first place, and, you know, not taking any consideration of the troops that are there risking their lives and, you know, all of the damage and destruction that's happening to the Iraqi people. And Hillary has just been openly supportive of that since the get-go.
Okay, now, what's the significance? She's one senator among 100. What's the importance of her position on this as opposed to other people's?
Hillary is really a pinnacle because, number one, she's a woman. She's, you know, a very strong potential candidate for running for president. And so, you know, it's absolutely important to be vocal about the fact that although we would love to see a woman in office, and certainly we would love to see a Democrat in office, you know, it doesn't really matter in the end if they're still going to be supporting an illegal and immoral war, because that's just counterproductive.
So if you had your preference, what would you have her do?
We want Hillary to, you know, do a complete turnaround and come out and support pulling the troops out immediately.
Okay. Now, and tell us about her visit to Los Angeles and what Code Pink is doing about it.
Well, this is Hillary's second visit to Los Angeles in the last year, and, you know, she has a lot of high-powered, wealthy friends out here, and, you know, unfortunately, people really tend to come out and support Hillary because they believe that she's so great on all of these other issues that somehow that outshines the one outstanding issue where people are dying every day. And so our goal is to really let her supporters know, and people who have access to her, that they're supporting a war candidate, and to use their influence, you know, to move Hillary and let her know that people will not continue to support her if she doesn't support a platform for getting out of Iraq.
So the target of your demonstration that we're going to talk about the logistics of in a minute is whom exactly?
It's her supporters. I mean, people that are, you know, this is a high-ticket dinner and dessert reception. I mean, the minimum ticket price is $1,000, which is, you know, a huge donation when you get, you know, hundreds of people coming in. And so it's, you know, really to let those people know that this is what your money is going for.
Now, the report I heard said these contributions are to her Senate reelection campaign. Is she allowed to use that money to run for president?
No, but I mean, you know, really, in the bigger picture, if she's reelected in Senate, that's just strengthens the case for her running for president. So I think it's important to make sure that we push her now instead of waiting until she's making an open run for president.
Okay, you want to say anything about the, I don't know if irony is the right word, the people who are going to be there at this Beverly Hills reception at $1,000 for dessert, minimum, are generally the people who are characterized as the Hollywood liberals. Is that a fair estimate of who's going to be there?
It is, and that's really what's dangerous about a reception like this, because what we find in doing actions like this, I mean, we've bird-dogged Hillary in Los Angeles, in New York, Chicago, San Francisco. She has a lot of wealthy supporters out there. And what we find is that, you know, people are constantly surprised to hear that Hillary supports the war, And, you know, this is an opportunity to educate those people and let them know, you know, that this is really what you're paying for, and that it takes more than just hearing the word Democrat or, you know, associating her with her husband Bill Clinton and automatically assuming that what she's doing is great for the country.
Do you think it's more important to the people who are supporting her that she win than that she have the right position on the war?
Well, I think a lot of people say that, and, you know, and I can't tell you how many times I have this conversation with people that it's more important to get a Democrat in office than it is to get a Democrat in office that you agree with their platform. But, you know, I think we all saw the fallback of what happened when everyone pushed to get John Kerry in office, and when that didn't happen, having pinned all of our hopes on, you know, trying to move somebody in office who we thought would do something great, in the end, you know, the focus still was about getting out of Iraq. And so that's really, you know, what should be the continued focus issue.
Okay, let's talk about the logistics of this demonstration, where and when and so on. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's going to be in Beverly Hills tonight. There's a private dinner that starts at 6 o'clock, and that's for even, you know, the higher ticket guests. So we'll be out there at about 5:30 greeting those people coming in. They're actually going to be bused in from a separate location.
And you want to give out the separate location or not?
No, I mean, our goal isn't to, you know, harass people face-to-face, but they'll see us as they're driving in to let them know, you know, and to consider. I mean, hopefully those people are going to go inside and ask and find out. Like I said, this isn't the first time that we've done this. They know why we're out there.
Right.
You know, but it engages conversations. And you do have people that go in there not necessarily understanding that Hillary is a pro-war candidate, and it engages interesting conversation inside when they want to know what all of those women in pink are doing outside.
So again, essentially, your educational mission is to her supporters to
use their influence with her.
And to make them aware, if they're not, that she's a, as you see it, a pro-war candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you gotten any permits from the city of Beverly Hills? Do you need any? Do you expect any problems in that regard?
No, not at all. I mean, we'll be on a public sidewalk. It is, you know, the address is 1740 Green Acres.
Okay. I'm looking at that location here on Google Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a pretty comfortable neighborhood.
Right.
Do you have any estimates about how many people you expect will be there?
You know, we generally get a good crowd of about 30 to 50 women that have come out. And this time, you know, I've been getting contacted from, you know, several other peace groups saying they've cleared out to their list. So
right.
It's hard to estimate how many people will come out.
Now, are people who aren't women welcome to join
Absolutely.
You and participate?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And if people want to get more information, is there a number or a website they can go to?
Definitely. They can go to codepinkla.org.
Okay.
And they can also call our office, 310-827-4320.
Okay, good. Well, why don't you just wrap up by telling people why this is an important event and what you hope to accomplish?
We really want people to come out there, like I said, to help us let people who are supporting Hillary with their money and the many other ways, you know, their influence they have, to ask her the important questions and the hard questions of why she's supporting the war in Iraq, and let her know that, you know, the majority of Americans want to be out now, and if she has a legitimate chance of getting into office, then she has a responsibility to really represent her constituents, and that means supporting the platform to get out immediately.
Would you like her to walk through the Iron Gate and come and talk to you while she's there?
Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, even if she does come out and talk to us, I have to say, you know, several months ago she met with Cindy Sheehan when she was out doing, you know, a bus tour. And at that point, Hillary...
I'm sorry, when Hillary was doing the bus tour?
When Cindy Sheehan and
right.
other Gold Star families were doing a bus tour
right.
after Camp Casey last summer, they had an opportunity to get a face-to-face meeting with Hillary Clinton. And she sat in that meeting, you know, with several parents who had lost their children to the war, and gave them the same rhetoric that she's still saying now. So I think, you know, the chances of her coming out and talking to us at the Iron Gate and suddenly seeing the light is probably a lot less dim than hearing from people who financially support her, you know.
All right, let me just ask you one last question. Hillary Clinton has been vituperated by large segments of the American electorate as being too far to the left. Why do you think she's supporting the war if her career has always been more to the left?
You know, there's this myth that in order for Hillary to be able to be a good presidential candidate, that she has to show the majority of Americans that she could, you know, if it came down to it, she could be strong. If she had to go into a war, she could do it. And the reality is it takes a lot more strength and courage to say this is, you know, an immoral and illegal war, and we've made a mistake, and it's time to say enough. let's get out.
Do you think she might possibly really agree with you, and she's doing this just in order to triangulate her position as stronger on defense than she really feels?
Even if that's the case, she still is not doing the right thing, and I think we need a candidate who's really going to be representing the voice of the, you know, majority of the democracy that we live in, which is to get out of Iraq. And so, you know, getting somebody in office who's still supporting a platform for having the troops there is pointless when that's not what the people are wanting.
Okay, good. I want to thank you for your time and talking to California Politics Today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.